Practice number 14. Adam, the Buffs are almost done with spring ball, and here we are inside Folsom Field. The Buffs practiced in here today. We got to watch a few minutes of it and actually got to see them on the field, which was kind of nice.
Yeah. They started practice a little earlier than anticipated, so yeah. We were scrambling to try to get down here as quick as we could. Didn't see a whole lot, but it's a beautiful day out here today, and hopefully the weather forecast holds up, because it sounds like it's going to be the nicest spring game weather-wise under the Coach Prime tenure here. Just to be able to eyeball some guys.
Yeah.
You know, Quincy Wiggins, he looks like a defensive tackle now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Samu, he looks all 375. So just a little bit of that. But, I mean, we were probably in there for, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot. We really can't overanalyze this, because it was basically warm-ups.
It was. And those are the same impressions I had, was Quincy Wiggins walked by me, and I was like, okay. I told you, in a previous video, I ran into him. It's different when you see him in the pads. Like, okay, he's a big dude. Some of those offensive linemen, huge men. So they're massive guys, and you see some of the speed that you get to see a little bit with those receivers, and so and those running backs. Like, okay, they got some guys here, and so yeah, not a whole lot we're going to take from it, but it was nice to just get out here, see a little football on a nice day at Folsom. And I'm with you, Coach Prime's due for a nice weather spring game.
Yeah, and we have to temper the fans' expectations, because Brandon Marion just did a few minutes ago with us, and he was asked what they got cooking up for Saturday spring game. He says, we don't. It's going to be very vanilla, which it's got to be the case. You're not going to – well, why would you put a winning play out there on film in mid-April? It makes no sense. So, but we talked to Brandon Marion today. We talked to Chris Marv. We talked to Ben Finiseth. The same names of guys that have stood out from both a leadership standpoint and a consistent playmaking standpoint, they keep coming up. And so we're only 14 practices in with this new group, but I think we have a pretty decent feeling at a lot of positions who the guys are.
Yeah, and leadership-wise, let's start on defense, because Tyler Martinez's name comes up a lot, right? Gideon Lampron as well, and Leona. Those three guys have been clearly the top three guys, but Tyler's the name you hear a lot about.
I don't know if there's been many media scrums that we've done with defensive personnel or coaches that those linebackers have not been brought up.
Yeah.
So you love to hear that, because – that was a major issue for this defense, was that position and its lack of play there. And then you hear Ben Finiseth talking about R.J. Johnson really stepping up as a leader, and a guy that they really need. Maybe he and Cree Thomas could be a good 1-2 punch there. You've certainly got Justin Englund, who's going to be part of that mix as well. So it's everybody is falling in love with the playmakers for the college program that they cover this time of year.
Yeah.
So there's kind of that bias side of it, but there have been encouraging things. And it does seem like a lot of the guys they brought in have lived up to the expectations and kind of what they thought they would be coming in.
Yeah. I think you asked the question of Ben, like, what leaders have you seen emerge? I'm not sure you were ready for the answer he gave, because he rattled out. He went off and kind of went position by position.
Yeah.
He kind of joked. I kind of mentioned the whole team there. Which he sort of did, but I don't think he would have done that a year ago. I think there's genuineness in what he answered and how he answered that, and saying there are more leaders on this team right now.
Well, yeah, he was talking about, just the mentality of this group and how it's not enough to want to win. You have to absolutely hate losing.
Yeah.
And he made it seem like there's a lot more of those guys in the locker room. We knew Taufik Byard was one of those guys last year. Mm-hmm. Just not enough of them.
Yeah.
And so I do think there's some optimism with that now. Till you get live bolts flying, proof is in the pudding. Like we've said many times this spring, it's hard to say. But I do like kind of the leadership component on this team, especially defensively.
Yeah.
I think they've got some real guys that have stepped up in that regard.
Yeah, another guy offensively that we heard a lot about today has not been out here at all this spring is DeAndre Moore, the receiver from Texas. Ben Fennis has mentioned, he goes, I've been in the training room with him all spring. He goes, I cannot wait to see that guy. He's definitely a leader. You know, Brennan Marion talked about him. He's known him for a while. He goes, I can't wait to see him out there as well as Joseph Williams.
Yeah, no, they've got some key pieces coming back from injury, and Hakeem Williams mm-hmm. as well. So they're going to get a lot of playmakers back there, and certainly it's been Cam Perry and Danny Scudero, and Quentin Gibson's made some big plays out there. Yeah. Quinnell Farrakhan's had some nice days here and there. So they've got a lot of depth at that position, and it only looks like it's going to get deeper as we get into the summer months.
What were your impressions of, we heard from Brennan Marion for the first time since he got hired to talk about his offense. I know he talked day one, you know, after Dom's passing, but this is the first time we got to talk about his offense. What were your impressions?
You can just tell he loves football.
Yeah.
He was born to do this, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. And so he's got just this creative mind that I think is kind of infectious for the players. I think people kind of gravitate towards creativity, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's not like there aren't concepts. That there are like a lot of regular concepts in there. He talked about the fact that they basically asked their quarterbacks to be a Friday quarterback, a Saturday quarterback, and a Sunday quarterback, mm-hmm. meaning that they've got, you know, stuff that high schools will throw out there on a Friday night mm-hmm. under the lights, things that traditional college offenses do, mm-hmm. as well as some pro concepts in there as well. So it's challenging. And he talked about the fact that, that learning curve is not easy for the quarterback position because they have to do so many different things and have the comfortability within all those different facets within the offense. But he also said that they've got their base offense in. So they've got a good start to getting this implemented.
As a creative guy, I was just thinking about this. There's a lot of creative people. They don't want people to see their product until it's finished, right? If you're painting a picture, I don't want to show people until it's done. I get a little bit of that with Brandon Marion. He doesn't want to show this thing yet. I'll show it to you in the fall on game day. I don't want you to see it on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. Yeah, to your point, a movie director that has some things that he wants to refine before it's for the masses. But no, I think that he's going to continue to tweak with this. He just seems like that type of guy.
Yeah, he's never satisfied with the way it is. It's always going to be tweaking. One other quick note is it does sound like they're probably going to – we've talked about this, but they're probably going to add some personnel. There's no spring portal, but there are guys in the portal. They need some help on defensive line. I asked Chris Marv that, and he said, look, we're looking for good football players wherever they can help us. I asked Brennan Marion, unfortunately with Dom's passing, they're down to three quarterbacks. And from a football standpoint, he said we probably do need one or two more arms in there. So there's probably going to be some additions to this team, not 30 or 40 like we've seen in previous summers, but there will be some additions.
And you don't need to bring in somebody that's going to be competing for the starting job necessarily. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need practice arms and quality practice arms, obviously, because you got to have somebody run scout team. And if a quarterback or two goes down, I mean, that's scary very quickly. So, you got to find and you would think this would be an attractive destination if you're a quarterback in the portal to, you know, maybe get a little NIL money, come in here and have a chance to, play on the Power Four stage.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see what it looks like, how vanilla it looks like on Saturday. Adam and I will be back out here on Saturday for the spring game.
Now some comments made by first-year Colorado offensive coordinator Brennan Marion.
Hey, Coach Lou Rivera with BuffsNP.com. I wanted to ask you about the development of some of your young players and the open competition of the room, specifically the quarterback room, and what have you seen from those guys?
Yeah, I mean, the guys, obviously the first part of spring was difficult for them. The second part of spring, they came back with an edge to really compete and fight every day for the job. But it was really about just maximizing the reps. I don't think they're necessarily fighting for the job. They're just trying to not count the reps and make the reps count from the standpoint of making sure that, you know, how do you operate each play? Did it end in a positive play? Did you move your group forward? Did you make the right read at the right time to make the right play? So the guys have done a really good job from there. I think, you know, from the beginning, if you're in our quarterback room, you don't have any choice but to work hard. So, I mean, they're here at 5:30 and they're going to stay here till 5-6 o'clock at night in the off season, and then during the season they'll be here, you know, late as the coaches will be, and they'll be up here as early as the coaches will be. So From that standpoint, they're going to work hard. That's kind of all I know. So, you know, just proud of the guys and their development of each day, leading their team forward, developing a voice that the guys respect and will hear them when they call a play. Still being young quarterbacks, it's really hard to get your voice in that huddle for guys to feel you, respect you, and then listen to you when you give them a command or an instruction. And all three quarterbacks have done that.
Hi, Coach. Adam Oster, Tiger, BuffStampede.com. What is the most challenging aspect of implementing your offense, and how has that progress come along with your group through these 14 practices?
Well, now you got to think, like, I've coached my offense to Little League kids, to JV kids, high school kids, HBCU, group of five, right? So, like, now it's kind of like the system is kind of like foolproof when it comes to the language, the verbiage, and how to make it make sense to the guy. So, from that standpoint, it's more about them understanding the standards and how to run it effectively and getting the reps to do it, right? So we have a lot of film, we have a lot of teaching, we have a lot of ways. So coaching the coaches on, I think this is the best coaching staff that I've been a part of that has wanted the plays to work, who hasn't said, oh, why are we doing, you know. These guys have done a really good job. Coach Prime put together a great staff that's hungry for knowledge, that are great teachers, and they actually care about the guys. So from that standpoint, them implementing, you know, after I do an install, they break out into their meetings and they reinstall exactly what I said, and we're on the same page. And then we go out there and we've ran it and we've got a lot of reps. I think through spring now, we're probably, you know, close to 1,000 reps with the, you know, and then you add on all the walkthroughs and player-led practices that we had before that, right? The guys have really stacked reps. And, you know, right now, if you talked about where we're at, as far as we have enough offense in to go through an entire season right now, from the standpoint of we have every situational football aspect that you could have in, and we have, you know, all our base plays in, then we have some special plays in as well. So we have a lot of our offense in, and the guys have grasped it really well.